Colin Russo, ESPN, West Palm here from the City Place Studios, rolling on with our BDB Business of the Month. We're going to do a little bit of the health side, the healthcare side right here in South Florida, especially sports medicine. Welcoming in Dr. Brian Leo, who has had an extensive career, but currently serves as the medical director of the Coral Springs Health, or in the section head of the Orthopedic Surgical Sports Health with the Cleveland Clinic now for, I believe, 18 years. Doctor, welcome in. How are you today? What's going on?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Colin.
You've been in South Florida with the Cleveland Clinic, Florida, for about nearly 20 years now?
That is correct.
And for you specifically, you know, a lot of the doctors and the people I talk to in South Florida, you know, some of them, you know, just came in, you know, 5-10 years ago. You know, you're somebody who has been in South Florida and sort of seen sort of the growth, the expansion of not only sports, but medicine and the amount of people, the sheer amount of people that has not only come from as far south as Miami, but as far north as maybe somewhere like Vero. But from your perspective, being a orthopedic specialist, sports medicine specialist, how does somebody like you get started in South Florida and really find a home in South Florida?
Well, you know, coming to South Florida has always been a dream of mine. I've had some family down here for many years and also enjoyed the South Florida environment as well as the sports atmosphere that we have here with all the professional sports and college sport activities here. I was fortunate to train in Charlottesville, Virginia at the University of Virginia and did my orthopedic surgery and medical school training there, and then came down to South Florida to specialize for fellowship training at, here in Miami-Dade. And after finishing a year of specialty training in sports medicine and orthopedic surgery, I then came on staff at the Cleveland Clinic in Florida here. And over that time, there's been a tremendous growth in our institution and our outreach to the community. We've expanded not only in Broward County in our local region, but also up here into Palm Beach, Martin County, and even into the Space Coast. So it's an opportunity for us to grow as an organization and have outreach to our community and be able to provide access for sports medicine care here in South Florida.
Attended medical school at the University of Virginia. You're a UF grad yourself, an undergrad, so you're a Gator. But did you always know from the beginning sports medicine was your direction, your calling, your following?
I certainly always had an interest in orthopedic surgery because of the love for the musculoskeletal system, my experience in sports, playing basketball, soccer, and then getting into other things like golf, and tennis. And I always had an interest in going into orthopedic surgery. And then shortly into my residency training at the University of Virginia, I really developed an interest in sports medicine, particularly with leadership and guidance of a lot of my mentors there in Charlottesville.
Wow. And so going into sports medicine, I'm always fascinated by it because you deal with a lot of athletes, whether it be from the professional level, from the collegiate level, even people, you know, casually working in athletics. So it's risky in a sense that people are very nervous going into an orthopedic surgery. They want to make sure they get the right type of care, the right type of coverage, whatever it might be, because they're dealing with their livelihoods athletically. And from your perspective, how has sports medicine taken steps forward in terms of the orthopedic surgery side? You know, last 10, 15 years, is it any different than what it was 20 years ago?
Yeah, Colin, it is a really evolving specialty in orthopedic surgery. There are a lot of things that have evolved with time, not only surgical procedures, but also office-based procedures as well. And I think one of the key components as an orthopedic sports medicine surgeon is to really understand your patient and the athlete and understand what their goals are, certainly understanding the pathology or any injury they might have had, and also to provide reassurance that our goal here at the Cleveland Clinic in orthopedics and sports medicine is to restore their health and get them back out in an active life that they want to participate in.
Now, you told us that the Cleveland Clinic has seen a ton of expansion in the 18 years that you have been there. Expanding through South Florida, what does that look like from a perspective of somebody like Cleveland Clinic Florida, which, you know, has a big footprint here? You want to make sure you're doing it right, entering in partnerships with the right places. What has the Cleveland Clinic Florida done to, you know, expand that reach, that footprint, that coverage throughout South Florida?
I think the Cleveland Clinic leadership has done a tremendous job, again, working with our colleagues in Cleveland, Ohio, to outreach to the communities here in South Florida and also identifying areas where we can serve the community and also grow not only orthopedic surgery, but the whole Cleveland Clinic health system. You know, as you have already pointed out, we've had a lot of growth here, which involves not only orthopedics and the sports medicine side of things, but we have a lot of subspecialists that are available and able to take care of patients, again, from the Space Coast down through southern Broward County. And to me, that's an important aspect of the healthcare system, to be able to partner not only here in South Florida and our Ohio colleagues, but also we have locations throughout the world that have been able to provide patient care and access to all kinds of problems that people might have with their health.
And doctor, your experience not only lends itself to the Cleveland Clinic, but also University of Miami, the FAU, the Florida Panthers for a brief period of time. You've dealt with professional and collegiate athletes at the highest level. What is it about dealing with athletes of that, where in a lot of ways, yes, you're trying to make sure that recover, I'm shooting from the hip here, but like we're trying to make sure recovery is at the utmost in the forefront, but it's also the time. Like athletes want to get back quickly. Right. And when you're dealing with professional athletes, there's not only... there's a pressure aside to that. Am I wrong here? Because when you're dealing with athletes, I'm curious from somebody who has the experience such as you, you got to make sure you're doing it the right way, but you got to make sure you're doing it the most efficient way. Is that something that you dealt with throughout your career?
There's no question. I mean, even, in the collegiate level up through the professional level, our utmost priority is to take care of the patient from a medical standpoint and surgical standpoint, but we also have different components to consider when it comes to whether or not that injury is a season-ending injury, or if the injury can be treated mid-season and allow the athlete to get back in action without further damage to their knee, shoulder, hip, joints, throughout. And it really takes some connection with the specific patient or the specific athlete to individualize their care to ensure that they're able to stay active and do so in a healthy manner.
And you specialize in a lot of ways, like you said, the knees and the shoulders. Those are season-ending nerve-wracking areas of the body, especially whether it be for hockey players, football players, basketball players, people who play on fields, cutting, especially to the knee. From your perspective, the strides that those injuries, I believe, have taken, especially in the last 5 to 10 years at the professional level, collegiate level, it's expedited, right? That used to be a year injury, and it's now sort of turned into an 8-9 month injury. Can you tell me a little bit about what has kind of changed about knee reconstruction, knee surgeries, either shoulder reconstruction that has made it, more efficient?
Well, one of the things that all the physicians at the Cleveland Clinic do pride ourselves in is evidence-based medicine. And that's where we focus our efforts to advance our field. And some of which include, improving the process for outpatient surgery, for the recovery, the advanced techniques that our physical therapy colleagues are using to mobilize joints and preserve the injury, repair, and to ensure that our patients and our athletes are able to safely get back on the field or on the court or on the ice. A lot of the techniques that we're using involve minimally invasive approaches through arthroscopy and even minimally invasive hip surgery. Total hip replacements are done as an outpatient at the Cleveland Clinic. And that is a significant advancement in the last 10 years. When I was doing my training, which has obviously been some years ago, almost 25 years ago, we'd had patients that had hip and knee replacement. It would stay in the hospital for 5, 6, 7 days at a time. And now these procedures are done and done very safely in the ambulatory surgery centers. In addition to that, we also have advanced techniques and work with our anesthesia colleagues to provide peripheral nerve blocks, which are ways to put numbing medicine around the nerves to lessen the pain so that a patient can spend time recovering at home where it's really a more familiar and safer environment for them.
Fascinating. And I guess you're just thinking about it, some of your training 25 years ago versus, your practices now. Is it night and day, or is it, you're making little alterations, little kinks, little changes here and there?
Yeah, the roots of our anatomy is obviously unchanged.
We didn't discover a new bone. I mean, I don't think we're that far back, but I think it's fascinating, the methods, I should say.
The surgical approaches and the technology that the implants that we utilize and the surgical approaches that we use now has evolved over time and really has benefited patients and athletes to be able to stay active and to remain, outside the hospital environment and not have to maintain, inpatient status after an operation.
Now, doctor, I want, for those listening that are in South Florida and perhaps don't know a ton about the Cleveland Clinic, you've seen the expansion of South Florida. So more and more people, thousands and thousands in the 50s and thousands are moving here yearly. And that's just in Palm Beach County. It's even more in Broward and Dade. But what can you say about the reputability or the offerings that the Cleveland Clinic has to bring, the expansion of the Cleveland Clinic that we've talked about, that perhaps somebody who's listening does not totally know about?
Thanks for asking. As you mentioned, the Cleveland Clinic has grown, and our hospital began more recently, anyways, in the last 25 years in Weston, Florida, which is in Broward County. And over the last several years, we've expanded northward. Now we have an ambulatory surgery center and a specialty clinic in Coral Springs, again in northern Broward, which is easily accessible from Boca Raton as well as the West Palm Beach area. We also have offices in Wellington, Palm Beach Garden. And we also have an exciting news about building of an ambulatory surgery center as well as a new hospital here in the West Palm Beach area.
Right.
So these plans are ongoing here in 2026. We expect maybe a ambulatory surgery center to be up and running over the next 18 months or so.
Wow.
Hopefully by mid to end of 2029, our 200-bed specialty care academic hospital will be built here in West Palm Beach as well. So that will also be access for our West Palm Beach and Broward County patients to get care, and both for specialty medicine, cancer care, surgical needs, as well as emergency services.
Now, doctor, you were telling me before the interview started how growing up you were a part of a service family, so you bounced around a little bit. Growing up sports-wise, did you grow up a certain fandom? Did you have a certain attachment? I know you were UF. Are you a Gator above all? Is it Florida football and then everything else? Tell me about that.
I will tell you that my experience in Gainesville was a great one, and I think that my roots will always be with the Florida Gators. It's not always a big fan of others down here who I do respect the Miami Hurricanes that I spend some time with and in traveling. And
modest,
in the locker room.
Modest, yes.
And the Canes are an incredible program, and I really respect them greatly. Our neighbors over, west on I-10, we always have a couple headbutts, with the,
sure,
the Seminoles. We can't deny that, but
not as great of a situation of a program comparatively to Miami. I'll say it.
All right, I'll agree with you. But as I mentioned, South Florida is a tremendous area for sporting activities, for fandom, as well as obviously the recent success in the past 2 years, not so much this year, with the Florida Panthers ice hockey team. And then, you can't leave South Florida without having some experience with the Miami Dolphins and the Miami Heat, which are important programs here in South Florida.
Now, doctor, who do you root for professionally on the NFL level?
Well, I'm going to say this a little bit quieter, but won't so much. But I have to admit that I'm part of the Bills Mafia down here.
So,
I'm married into the family, and I don't think I could survive a day on a Sunday without rooting for Josh Allen and the Bills.
Was there like an initiation process entering into a Bills family from Buffalo? Your significant other's family, everything like that, born and raised.
Everybody. Yep.
Oh my goodness! So you're the outsider. Was there a little bit of like a, boy, I don't fit in, everybody with the Josh Allen jerseys?
Yeah, I struggled a little bit maybe the first year or two because my family lives here in South Florida and they've always been Miami Dolphin fans, back in the Marino era and even before that. So I've always had a little bit of the Dolphin bug, but I certainly was indoctrinated and welcomed into the Bills family. And so it's definitely a Sunday event for us at my house.
So the Bills this past year, that this was a year that they could have done it, that they probably should have done it. And they had that terrible game against Denver with Josh Allen, 4 turnovers. By the way, my first interaction with the Bills fans, and I like the Bills fans for the most part. It's a respectable group. And I'm a Jaguars fan. So I went up to Everbank Stadium to go to the Jaguar-Bill game in the wild card round of the NFL playoffs this past year. And I went, and let me just say, modestly, he was about a 60-40 Bills. And so I wasn't pleased about that. But I was actually in a tailgate. I did a show from that Sunday. It was a Sunday 1 o'clock game. I did a Sunday morning show with all the Bills fans around us. We interviewed Bills fans the entire time. Couldn't have been a more likable lot. Couldn't have been a nicer lot. You know, after the loss, walking down the corridor in like foot traffic, taking 15 minutes to get out of there, I could have without the, hey, let's go, Buffalo. You know, whatever the chant is, I could have without that, I'm going to be honest with you. But especially after a loss. But a very likable lot. Very likable lot. It's Josh Allen, and Josh Allen is king there.
He is. That's for sure.
He is the mayor of Buffalo.
Yeah. And we see some of those fans down here, too. It's very frequent that if I'm wearing a Bills shirt, which isn't too frequent, but, you know, my wife or one of our children is wearing a Bills paraphernalia, you come across a lot of Bills fans down here, and all you can hear is, go Bills.
Yeah. And have you heard about the new Florida football coach?
I have. I don't know a lot about him at this point, but I certainly hope that he'll
John Summerall
turn the corner and in the program and bring it back to the glory days that we had when Steve Spurrier was there.
Right. So we had him on maybe 2 months ago, and I don't know what you think a football guy is, but he's a football guy. The guy lives and breathes football. He was telling us how I think his wife and him were doing an anniversary trip. They were supposed to go to Italy, and he canceled it because he just like we got to do football stuff. He's one of those guys. So at the very least, he's going to be committed. And he was one of the guys, he's charismatic in the sense that I love to talk to him. So I do think Florida's in a good spot going forward. Good basketball team too, if that's what you're into.
That's for sure. Yeah, we've had a very successful basketball program. And, you know, unfortunately had an early exit out of the tournament this year. But, you know, I think that moving forward, it's going to be a town there in Gainesville that's going to be a very popular place for college sports.
Do you find yourself, is football your favorite sport to watch?
Yes.
What about the best types of, I don't know if there's a best way to answer, to ask this, but like in terms of what type of athletes have you dealt with the most in, throughout your career? Has it been hockey players? Has it been football players, basketball players?
I would say that the most intimate relationships as far as, you know, taking care of athletes has been in the National Hockey League.
With the Florida Panthers.
Yeah, and because, you know, you get to know these guys and what they expect and what their injuries are and work through the recovery phase of it as well. You know, we also do see a lot of NFL players that are retired that are down in this area.
Sure.
You know, our Cleveland Clinic Sports Health Program also does the Cleveland, you know, NFLPA. So we take care of all of their you know, former NFL players and provide care for them here in South Florida, where many of our professional athletes, not only in football, but other sports do retire and spend time.
Wow.
So, you know, at the Cleveland Clinic, we do have, you know, all of the necessary surgical specialties and ability to take care of these athletes and their injuries they may have been struggling with through the years.
Well, doctor, we appreciate the time about the Cleveland Clinic and the expansion that we've seen here in South Florida. You've had a wonderful career. It's amazing to see the growth in South Florida, I imagine, from your perspective. I've only been down here for about 2 years, and even I could see it. So I can't even imagine somebody such as yourself. And I know that do you try to get to a Bill game once a year?
I have not. I don't know if I'm brave.
You've never
enough.
Been to a Bill game?
I have thin skin. I need to have a heavy jacket, I think. And
So you get the thin blood. Yes. Yeah, that's true. You can't. Yeah. UF, Gaines, I mean, Charlottesville, that's pretty warm there. It gets hot. It's humid there.
That's for sure. Yeah.
All right. Interesting off. You got to make it to a Bill game. You know what? The Bills Mafia, they like going to the road games anyway. They like going to the warm cities.
Always. But I'll make it up to Orchard Stadium at some point for a home game.
Well, the new one. Yeah. The new one just got built.
For sure.
No better reason to go. Yeah. Doctor, we appreciate the time. We know the Cleveland Clinic does such great work here in Palm Beach County, Broward, and Dade. So much expansion here in South Florida. So much coming to South Florida, especially on the sports side. I appreciate the time. Look forward to talking again soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having us.
You got it. That's Dr. Brian Leo, currently serving as medical director of the Coral Springs Health and the section head for orthopedic surgical sports health, also with the Cleveland Clinic, Florida, down in Weston. Dr. Brian Leo, that was your BDB Business of the Month. It's Colin Russo, ESPN West Palm.